With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the a business owner and co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training down in Florida. Alan, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, Father Rob. Nice to hear from you again.
So how are things going down in Florida? I was seeing you're getting a lot of storms lately.
We are. It's nothing new. I mean, you know, it's people are like, oh, here comes one of the seven plagues. It's not, I mean, it's hurricane season. We're coming into hurricane season, but, you know, we're kind of used to it down here. I have some family up in Youngstown area, and when they were down here one year, you know, the sky turns black, and, like, you know, my cousin, when we were kids, he's like, oh, my gosh, he's like, it's the end of the world. I'm like, no, it's just 1 o'clock. It's okay.
It's not the end of the world. It's just 1 o'clock. Yeah.
It's just one, yeah. So, yeah, we're doing well.
Well, today, what's your parenting tip about?
Well, we're talking today about friends and friendship and the importance of choosing the right friends for kids at every age.
Now, let me ask you this, Alan. Do you think parents have a right to choose the friends for their children?
Well, so yes and no. I mean, I think that we need to not choose our children's friends, but I think that we need to be involved in their friendships and to some level. And if we're parenting I hate to say the right way, but I'm going to say it anyway, because you know me pretty well by now. So if we're parenting the right way, and that means that we're having a good relationship with our kids, and we're being friendly with our kids. And I know I hear a lot of parents say, you know, don't be friends to your kids. And I completely disagree with that. I think that we need to be friends with our kids, but we also need to have that line drawn that of the authority. And that sets up a healthy relationship between the two of us so that they understand what good friendships look like. Friends don't backstab one another. They don't call each other, you know, names behind their back. You know, they're not two-faced. They're trustworthy. They're helpful. They're friendly. All the Boy Scout oath is fitting in perfectly right here. From trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, you know, all the way down, courteous, kind. So we need to have friends that are uplifting and positive and that have, we have to set that guideline for what a friend should look like to our kids.
Well, yeah, and a lot of young people don't understand that notion of friendship. And I think the parents who say, I don't want to be friends with my child, I want to be their parent, they forget one of the basic principles of friendship is that friends hold each other accountable. If a friend is doing something wrong, you have the obligation to ask them, you know, what's this you're doing? What's going on? This is a stupid thing. You have friends, you know, you care about them enough to tell them when they're wrong, not just to support them when they're right.
Right. And we have, you know, one of the big things with Adventure Catholic that we use is speak the truth with love. In Ephesians, you know, we get that from there, but we say speak the truth with love so that if you have those hard conversations that need to be had, that helps keep your friends on track. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're always going to listen to you and obey everything you say, but, you know, my daughter in particular, my oldest daughter, has had a few friends who, you know, have done some things that they regret now and when they were younger. And my daughter, you know, said, you know, listen, you're not doing the right thing. And she had a few of these girls that she was friends with defriend her because of that. You know, they unfriended her or whatever it's called. They weren't friends with her anymore. But now that, you know, they've been out of high school for years and she's had a few of these girls come back and say, you know, I appreciate you being a good enough friend to speak up and tell me the truth when nobody else did. Even though I disagreed with you, it was one of the things that stuck in my mind and, you know, has kind of helped get me back on track nowadays.
You know, Alan, besides this, we're talking with Alan Migliorato about his about choosing the right friends and having the children and having the young people do that. Of course, when we talk about that, we also talk about children, you know, children choosing friends, whether if they're the same sex or of a different sex. And has it ever happened with you, especially a father dealing with daughters and the young men coming to want to take your daughters out on a date? Have you ever just told the girls, I'm sorry, this guy, he's just not cutting it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But usually, so I've got the kind of relationship with my daughters where they ask for my opinion, you know, and it means a lot to me that they ask for my opinion. Sometimes, you know, you're afraid as a parent where if you speak too much truth to your kids, they're going to stop asking for your opinion. And I don't think that that's the case. If you have that truthful, speak the truth with love, honest relationship, you know, I'm not telling you that this boy is no good because I don't like him. I mean, I don't like him, but that's not the reason I'm telling you, because, you know, but I'm telling you, because you asked me, and I'm going to tell you, look, I think this guy is only after one thing, and it's not to play checkers with you. You know, I think he's only after you. And I think if you didn't look like you do, he probably wouldn't be here, you know, and it gives them things to think about. So, you know, I've not bit my tongue through things, but I've let them experience some things on their own, you know, as they've grown up, to say, if you tell them instead of let them learn, sometimes it backfires and, you know, they do the exact opposite. So I've tried to build that relationship where I can make suggestions and I plant some seeds and let them see what's going on with these boys or with these girlfriends that, you know, that they bring home, even just like a backstabbing friend. It doesn't have to be a guy that's after one thing. It can be, you know, a friend that's kind of two-faced. And, you know, and I'll just ask questions like, so what is it that you have in common with this person? Or what makes you pick them as a friend? And when I started that when they were little, so it's kind of blossomed into kind of a survey that they take of their friends before they actually become really good friends with these people. I say be friendly to everybody and be friends to few. And that's kind of the rule is that I've given them growing up. One thing that I've taught them, and they make fun of me because I have all these sayings, is that, you know, eagles fly with eagles and turkeys walk with turkeys. And you got to decide, are you an eagle or are you a turkey? It doesn't mean this person's, you know, doomed for life, but it just means that, you know, if you got a friend in school that's constantly in trouble and constantly cheating and constantly being sent to the principal's office, and the teachers see you hanging around with this person, they're going to think birds of a feather flock together. So you've got to be careful on who you associate yourself with. You know, I don't have any friends who are drug dealers. You know, I don't. And there's a reason for that, because I don't want that caliber of person in my life. But I do have a lot of friends who are priests and a lot of friends who are deacons, and I have a lot of friends outside the church as well that are business owners.
Oh, Lord, you'd be better off with having drug dealers as friends, I'll tell you.
Well, one priest, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, one priest in particular who has a radio show in Cincinnati. I don't know how I got a hold of that dude.
One guy.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, Alan, one of the things we learned in our area of the neighborhood is that every child had 15 parents. If we had 15 friends, their parents had rights of discipline over us. In other words, if we screwed up on their property or in our house, they had the right to not punish, but at least to admonish us or to send us home. What do you say to parents who think that's a good idea and those who don't say it's a good idea?
I think it's a fantastic idea. If we had more of a tribe mentality where we were trying to help others raise their kids instead of saying, not my monkey, not my circus, you know, like we see my friends, my daughters have had friends over our house who ask me for advice constantly. I have an office now, and I have her friends that stop by at least once a week. I have somebody stop by my office just to talk about something, a problem with me that they're having, that they won't go to their own parents about. And so, I mean, it makes me feel good, but it also kind of hurts that they're not talking to their own parents about these things. So I still encourage that. But that's a huge part of being a Christian, is like, you know, we're helping one another, and we have to build that core value with one another. And yeah, if you know, you see your kid's friends or somebody that you know who's a child doing something wrong, you let them know. I actually have a really funny story. Not funny. To me, it's kind of funny because I know my personality. You'll think it's funny. But I was at a basketball game one time, and this girl that my daughter knows came walking in. Well, to say that she was wearing shorts would be a stretch of the imagination, because they would look like a headband. And so she ended up walking right past me, and she came and gave me a hug and said, "Hey, Mr. McLeod, how are you?" And I said, "I'm good." And I go, "Here, sit down here with me for a minute. I go, tell me how you've been doing." So she started talking, and I said, "Can I ask you something?" I said it quietly so not everybody heard. She goes, "Sure." I said, "Do your parents honestly know, now be honest with me, that you're wearing these shorts out? Because it looks like three eye patches sewn together." And she started cracking up. She goes, "Oh my gosh." She goes, I know that they were short. I go, "You're going to tell me you didn't know that they were this short when you wore them?" She goes, "No, I just didn't think I'd run into you or anybody that my parents knew here." And I said, "Well," I said, "Jesus sees you everywhere you go. So you need to get back home and put some pants on." I go, "Come on, sweetie. I've seen less of you in a bikini. You got to get some shorts on." So my wife was terrified. She goes, "Oh my gosh." She goes, "You're going to seem like some pervert checking out some young girl." And I said, "Well, okay, well, whatever." I said,
"Did you ever hear from her parents about that?"
No, I did run into her dad, right? And she told me, she goes, are you going to say anything to my parents? And I said, well, I think you should say something that I spoke to you first. And so when I saw her dad, it was about a week later, I said, hey, did so-and-so tell you I saw her at the basketball game? He goes, yes, and thank you for giving her an earful about the shorts. He goes, I thought we threw those things away. So it's that thing where if we're being honest and we're doing the right thing, I think we need to be able to help each other raise kids in the right manner.
For Alan Miliorato, thank you for being with us today and talking about the importance of choosing friends and the role of parents with your children's friends. If people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic, where can we send them?
Go to AdventureCatholic.com. You can also check us out on Facebook. But Adventure Catholic is going to be the place where it has all of our interviews together and some more information about how to get in touch with me if you're interested.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Father. You too. God bless.